Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
It's a Bud Light Football Friday. Bud Light, official beer of the Denver Broncos. Here's the Fan Late Night with Sean Drotar.
Oh, it may be a football Friday. But that doesn't mean here at the Fan Late Night we don't cover all of them. I'm not going to let you guys go when the Nuggets go ahead and win an exciting game, one that maybe shouldn't have been as close as it was. But to talk about it, our Nuggets insider Matt Moore joins us courtesy of Budweiser. And Matt, watching the last part of the fourth quarter and overtime in the studio, I was trying to figure out what was going on with the Nuggets. It seems like they had it in hand and then kept trying to find ways to give it away. But in the end, they found a way to hang on.
Yeah, I mean, just a ridiculous sequence of events with Malik Beasley fouling Ricky Rubio on a half-court heave, allowing Devin Booker to hit a big shot, just a series of errors, a comedy of errors. But the Nuggets do hold on. I knew this was going to be a tougher game than expected. The Suns have revamped their entire roster. They were a veteran group now that's going to be much better on defense. We saw that tonight. The Nuggets offense is still out of sync. But in the end, you know, the Nuggets did what they should do, which is they found a way to win. And that's what great teams do, is even when things don't go right, they found a way, and the Nuggets did find a way to scrape this one out.
Yeah, only shooting 39.1 from the field, 25.9 from the three-point line. The offense was not good. I mean, the only player on the entire team, there are only two that even shot 500. Paul Millsap went 3-for-6, and Malik Beasley went 7-for-11. But as you pointed out, all that sort of almost gets wiped out when you foul a guy on a half-court shot that they needed to tie, not even win. So a bizarre choice there. On the bright side, Jamal Murray gets 7 points in overtime. Nikola Jokic puts up a tremendous triple-double again. It seemed at times, and correct me if I'm wrong, I even thought I saw Nikola Jokic get a star call down low when Kelly Oubre Jr. got bounced.
Yeah, you know, I will say this, it's kind of amazing that this team's identity so far has been defense. And we thought going in, like, okay, they'll still be good on offense, but can they repeat last year's defensive success? And so far, they have. They've absolutely been tremendous defensively. Like, there should be credit given to the Nuggets on that end of the floor. I do think that, you know, part of the offensive issues are they've missed a lot of shots, but the Suns were making them feel it. Like, they were really up in them, contesting tight, playing really good defense. The Nuggets are going to continue, I think, to find ways to improve the offense, but to be able to find defensive answers, I think, is key. Jokic, the pass he made to Gary Harris for the go-ahead three in overtime was just an absolutely incredible. Only Jokic can make that pass.
Yeah, some of the things that he's done are just incredible. And looking at the way they played, this is one of those nights that I look at it. Will Barton was 1-for-6. Torrey Craig was 0-for-4. Why didn't Michael Porter Jr. get a crack, try to spark something tonight?
This is going to be the question all the time. Once this was a close game, Michael Porter Jr. was not going to play. Okay. That's the reality. That once this was a close game, you're going to see him in situations where it's comfortable. If it's a 15-point lead, if it's a comfortable second quarter, they've got a sizable lead, that's when you'll see Michael Porter Jr. But in situations like this, Malone doesn't feel he's ready. He's relying on the veterans. The team is primed to win now. As much as it's frustrating, people are going to have to be patient with Michael Porter Jr.
And they did get the win. And then Phoenix did a good job, by the way, of making their shots. Then they missed one free throw, 31-for-32 from the free throw stripe. So, I mean, obviously they kept themselves in the hunt. But I guess I expected the Nuggets to, I'm not going to complain about the win. But this is a team that was minus DeAndre Ayton as after his suspension. They're on the road. They have a home opener. Phoenix is on the road. I just expected a better performance from the Nuggets. Is there anything to be concerned about, or is this just one of those games? You take the W and you just move on.
You know, I think there's reason to be concerned. I mean, one thing to keep in mind is there's this idea of, oh, it's Phoenix. Phoenix is terrible. So last year in the two wins the Nuggets had, which were blowout wins over the Suns, only three players are still in the rotation from that team last year. And one of them is DeAndre Ayton, who, like you said, didn't play tonight. Like, they've just revamped absolutely everybody. So the Suns are better, but the Nuggets are having offensive issues. Like, they're missing shots that they need to make, and they're going to have to figure that out. The tape is out on how their offense works, and they need to be able to make shots is the biggest thing. They're going to have to find ways to get that going. Monte Morris, other guys, they do need an offensive lift, and that's where you wonder, you know, is it time to see a little bit of Michael Porter Jr.? Although I will say, even though Beasley had that foul late, he was crucial in getting their offense going. It's one reason Michael Malone said that he kept Beasley in late was because of the offense that Beasley brought. He was big for actually getting their offense going late.
You talked about before the opener, when you talked earlier this week, about how Jamal Murray needed to pay a little more attention, not try to be the hero, try to involve himself in the game flow. It seemed like in the fourth quarter that was a bit of a problem. In the overtime, he actually really did take the lead, but it also at the time seemed justified. What did you feel about Murray's game tonight?
It's possession by possession where, you know, he gets it going. He tries too hard to get it going. When he's passing, he's really making great reads. His passing is vastly improved this year. And when he trusts the offense and trusts in knowing he's going to get his shots and they're going to come and he'll be able to find good ones, he's excellent. But it's in those in-between when he's really trying to just take over the game. He's excited. He's got a killer instinct and he's always looking to take over the game. Those are the situations where he gets himself in trouble. However, those are also the situations where he does things like in overtime where he is huge in giving them the advantage. You have to live with both, but there is still work to be done, I think, for Jamal, especially on the defensive end. The foul on Kaminsky, which gave us a lead, was horrendous in overtime. There are things to improve, but overall, I think you're seeing strides from Jamal Murray early on.
We're talking with our Nuggets insider, Matt Moore. You can follow him on Twitter at Hardwood Paroxysm. Matt, what do they do about the offense? I mean, you have Plumlee is 0 for 2, I get it, but Craig, 0 for 4, Morris, 0 for 6, Barton, 1 for 6. There's bad shooting nights, and there's nobody can hit water from a boat. How do they fix this?
You know, I think the biggest thing is going to be they need to get a little bit more action going with trying to use a little few new cuts with Jokic, because it does look like the defense has schemed a lot of that out. Some of it is just the guy gets some tough ones in the lane to go. They're missing at the rim a lot, and that's just odd. Like, some of that's just, like, that's the way it bounces. I do think they're getting good looks from three. You saw that in the Portland game. Didn't shoot as well tonight, but some of those looks were good. I think one of the things that will help them is they play the Kings on Monday. That will probably get the offense loosened up a little bit. And as they get a little bit of looser repetition versus an NBA team and not in practice, I think it'll probably come along. There's no reason to think that the Nuggets offense is going to be problematic this year, but they do have to get it going before the schedule toughens up.
Nuggets were also out-rebounded tonight, and Paul Millsap in his 22 minutes managed to only grab two boards. Is there anything to be concerned? I mean, Jokic pulled down 14 of them, and Murray from the point guard spot gets seven, but this seemed like one without Ayton there. The Nuggets probably should have done a lot better on the rebounding side.
You'd think that, but Baines and Kaminsky are veterans, and they actually, I think, have really good eyes for being able to control that. Plus, you've got lots of long shots. The Nuggets are creating lots of longer shots inside, and then you've got two guys crashing on Jokic on every possession. I think the bench has got to do a little bit better with rebounding, to be sure. I think that's a unit that's really struggling in that area. I do think that there's some concern, but a lot of it's they're facing super tall lineups consistently. They saw it in Portland. They saw it tonight with Baines and Kaminsky. I think when they start playing different types of teams, you'll probably see that rebound advantage go up. This has been one of the better rebounding teams, and maybe this is a year where that switches, but I've got pretty good reason to believe that they'll consistently be good there. Part of that also is they're rebounding worse because they're defending better. There's a relationship there, which I know that sounds counterintuitive, but it's true.
He is Matt Moore. Thank you so much. I know you're out there live at the Pepsi Center doing work, so thanks for carving out a little bit of time for us tonight. Appreciate it, especially breaking down a game that the Nuggets win. You'll take it, but they aren't all necessarily created equal. Thanks for taking a little time to explain it for us.
Yeah, a lot of work to be done, Sean. I'll talk to you on Monday.
All right, thank you very much. That is our Nuggets insider, Matt Moore. Thanks to Budweiser, official beer sponsor of the Denver Nuggets. Nuggets go to 2-0. We'll talk about that next.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.